All right, welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO. It is in Medford. It is officially past 2 a.m., so we've survived the first hour, so congrats to us. You just heard that was Lorelei by Fleet Foxes, followed by Green Isles by Real Estates. And so just a quick PSA for you guys. Lorelei off Fleet Foxes, that's off their album Helplessness Blues. If you haven't listened to Helplessness Blues yet, I would strongly recommend getting any sort of music playing device and listening to that album from start to finish as fast as you possibly can. It's probably my top two or three favorite albums, and Zane as well. And we've learned some interesting news about Fleet Foxes recently, haven't we, Zane?
Yeah, I, like the dedicated fan I am, follow Robin Pecknold, the lead singer and songwriter. I follow him on Twitter. And he was posting all these like clips of him being in like a studio. They haven't released an album since 2011, I think, when they came out with Helplessness Blues. Yeah. So it's like all these videos of him recording stuff, and it's like it definitely sounds like their old kind of stuff. And then eventually he scheduled some shows and said there are a lot more to come. So, you know, hopefully maybe a new music release or an album, Fleet Foxes album. I know you'd be the first to buy tickets.
Oh yeah, 100%. I would spend however much money it takes to see Fleet Foxes. But that's not the only good concert. Last week, Zane and I and a couple of friends, we went to Two Door Cinema Club at BU. And they were great, I thought. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I felt like the singer wasn't having fun.
No.
That was the only thing that upset me.
Yeah, we agreed
on
that, too.
Maybe just because they have to play, like, they have, like, a few hit songs that, like, a bunch of people love, so they probably have to play those, like, a horribly disproportionate amount of time. But,
right.
Like... it was like the show was awesome. The rest of the band was great. I really enjoyed the drummer because I play drums, and it's like it's fun to be able to watch the guy play drums if he's actually, you know, into it. Like the visuals and everything, they had those screens and like smoke. Like it was an awesome show. I don't know. I couldn't help feeling bad for the lead singer the whole time.
He was having as much fun as anybody else.
Yeah.
Again, just a concert update going off of the Two Door Cinema Club and Fleet Foxes news. In January, we've got Isaiah Rashad at the Sinclair, so we're probably going to go and try to see that. We also have in January, right? December.
January 27th, The World's a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die, one of my favorite kind of punk bands. It's going to be at the Middle East, so that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So hopefully going to that one. And finally, a little more, maybe it diverges from our tastes and what we play on the show a little bit, but the band Fox, with a PH, out of Wisconsin, is coming to, I believe, Brighton Music Hall, but I'm not totally sure. But they'll be really good. And we actually have a Fox song that I put in here because of this news, and hopefully I'm getting tickets. So again, it is a little different sound than what we normally play. But this is a band out of Wisconsin. I think they only have one feature-length album, which is self-titled Fox. And it's really good. Give it a shot. But before you do that, listen to Helplessness Blues, tying this back into what we were talking about earlier. Anyways, I think we've talked long enough. Let's
hear
some music.
Please stay tuned. Enjoy the music. If you want to call in, it's 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
And don't be afraid to text Zane or me to tell us how great we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Let us know. Positive encouragement and constructive input All right. is always great.
Great. Let's get some music on.
Enjoy.
Stay tuned, folks.
point did I say? And taken for just a moment.
Yes. Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back. This is Entry Level Hipster Garbage. We are almost 2.5 hours, or excuse me, we're almost at 2:30, which would mean we're almost an hour and a half way through our 3-hour Thanksgiving extravaganza. Although, we do have an announcement to make. Zane and I are sad to tell the folks at home. If you're expecting to be listening to... I'm sorry.
If you tuned in to listen to Trenchcoat Season with Alyssa, Richard, Ava, and Erica, we're sorry we accidentally... There was a miscommunication on the scheduling form over the Thanksgiving break, and we took their time slot, I guess, as well as extremely casual tunes time slot the hour before this. So I'm sorry to any of their dedicated fans who are listening in.
Yeah, we are technically substituting for them, but I guess they didn't really need a substitute considering they were in the studio, but they let us play anyways. So
yeah, they were nice enough to let us keep going because they knew we were going to be here for our show next hour. So shout out to them.
Yeah,
much appreciated.
One of the many misadventures we've had here in Studio A.
you run across a few problems.
What are the folks just here, Zane?
Okay, so after that Fox track, Kingfisher, we gave you guys Lord Huron's Love Like Ghosts, followed by Nico Yarian with Just Tell Me. Then we gave you guys a little PSA about inventnow.org, and then The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die with You Can't Live There Forever off their newest record, Harmlessness, from last year.
Can I just say, we've had to play twice as many PSAs as we normally do on this show so far, and you have been absolutely killing it with the PSAs.
I don't like to brag. I consider myself a humble person, but I have a gift when it comes to picking out the PSAs.
Flex all over anybody listening at home with those electric PSAs.
Yeah, I mean, you want more, stay tuned, because we got another thick one coming at you in an hour, so stay ready. But for now, Owen's about to slide some more tunes into your DM, so stay tuned.
Yeah, you're here for the tunes. Tunes are coming up, so stay tuned, folks, and enjoy.
listeners, we have another one of our lovely callers coming in. We're going to play a little game here. What's becoming a tradition here on Entry Level Hits the Garbage. Here it is. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Nick and Joey.
Nick and Joey, where are you guys calling from?
We are calling straight out of Tilton Hall.
Tilton Hall at Tufts.
Great place.
Lovely. All right, are you guys ready to play a game?
Born ready, certainly.
All right. Have you guys been following the election lately?
Dabbled. It's a bit.
Okay, well, as I'm sure you know, it's a pretty controversial election. A lot of people are getting upset that a lot of people didn't vote. A lot of people didn't participate because they didn't know much. They weren't aware about the government. So we're going to see if you guys, some average college students, can pass a U.S. citizenship test to really get a gauge of, what the civic duty and responsibility is like in this country. How does that sound?
All right, that sounds pretty good. I'm ready.
All right, so you have 5 seconds to answer each question, all right?
Can we bump up to, like, 7?
I don't know. We don't want you guys Googling anything.
We would never dare.
I don't know if I...
All right. 5 seconds. Well, just make it speedy. We'll call it as we see it.
All right.
All right, ready? Are you guys ready for the first question?
Uh-huh.
When was the United States Constitution written?
1783.
Let's see. I'm afraid that is incorrect.
Wait, can I try an answer?
What's the right answer?
I believe it's 1776.
No, it's the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, we're talking about the Constitution.
The Declaration, oh my God.
Yikes. Not looking good so far in the show. Let's see.
Yeah, I think it's 1783, dude.
No, the correct answer is actually 1787.
But since you didn't know the answer either.
Some turmoil.
All right. No, we're just gonna go on to the next question. Don't worry, there's plenty of questions. Second question: who was president during World War I? Let's hear it.
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson is correct. Wow, very nice. You guys are 1-2. If the president and vice president cannot serve, who becomes the president?
Secretary of State.
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
No. Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House is the actual correct answer.
Unfortunately.
Very good second guess, but only gets you so far. Question number 4. Who was one of the authors of the Federalist Papers? Was it A. Alexander Hamilton?
John Jay.
B. Benjamin Franklin? C. George Washington? Or D. Thomas Jefferson?
Sorry, say it again.
Hamilton, Franklin, Washington, or Jefferson?
Oh, come on.
Hamilton. Yep.
Correct.
John Jay was also acceptable.
Yeah, would have accepted John Jay and James Madison.
We love the show.
All right, final question.
Friends of the program.
How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution?
I know this one.
You said that like every single one.
27.
Correct. Okay, nice. Not bad, guys. What was that? 3-5? That's a positive score. I think that's definitely good enough to win you something.
What did we win, DJ Crutchberry?
I think you won a guest appearance on Entry Level Hipster Garbage. Yeah, that's correct. Both of you, as well as anyone who helped you just now with these questions, is invited whenever you want to participate. So come on down to the studio. We got some chairs. Maybe you can choose some songs. Get a look at Studio A.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. We got as many chairs as you can name. All right. So for all those listeners, you just heard Love Letters by Metronomy. And, we're just going to keep it going with the tunes. Thanks for calling in, guys. Glad to have you play. We'll get in touch with you guys about that radio appearance.
Thank you very much.
See you later, Joseph and Nick.
We're loving it.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that was great.
They seem like nice guys.
Oh, yeah, they seem awesome. Okay, we're going to keep going with some tunes, so just please enjoy.
Still kissing, hugging, rapidly feeling skin to Last night I drove to Harper's Ferry and I thought about you. There were signs on the room said we'll need stop signs. The speed limit kept decreasing by 10 as we entered a town about halfway there. It was almost raining at the train station. We put our hoods on our heads at the train station. We threw rocks into the river. The river underneath the train tracks. And when the train came it was so big and powerful. When it came into the little station I wanted to put my arms around it. But the conductor looked at me funny. So we had to say goodbye and leave. The Monopoly board still in the backseat. Took the 9-mile left turn to get out of town. Ran into the increasing speed limit to get. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Where can I go? Where can I go? Where can I go? Where can I go?
Do you have something against all? eaten, get more groceries, get eaten, get more groceries, get eaten. We'll be right back.
We're back on Entry Level Hipster Garbage, and you just heard Animal Collective with Did You See the Worlds, followed by Arcade Fire's The Suburbs, and lastly, that big long thing at the end was actually one song that was Car Seat Headrest's Beach Life and Death off of their album Twin Fantasy. And during that whole ordeal, we actually got a call from another listener, and we had a request. What was the song request, Owen?
The song request was On Hold by the XX.
On Hold by the XX, and that is from our dedicated listener, Harry. You know, that's just the thing about Harry. Like, when he requests a song, I know you can't go wrong with that song, you know?
That's right. You can't go wrong with Harry's song.
Oh, yeah. That's what everyone says all the time.
Yeah. Harry, very special place in all of our hearts. Harry is sort of brother of mine, if you look at it in a certain way. So, shout-outs to Harry.
We love you, Harry. Thank you for listening.
All right. So, it is now. It just turned 3 o'clock, so this is officially Entry-Level Hipster Garbage for real. And starting off with Harry's song, On Hold by the XX. Enjoy, folks. Coming right at you right now. Stay tuned.
I don't